Lawrence Stewart Talbot, who died at the youthful age of 31. R.I.P. That's it. Give me the chisel.
Suppose they didn't bury him with the money on him?
Everybody in the village knows about it. His gold watch and ring and money in his pockets.
It's a sin to bury good money when it could help people.
Excuse me, the creeps. What do you think it'll look like after so many years? Just bones and an empty skull. What's the matter?
It looks like he's asleep. Let's get on with it.
First, the ring. We won't have to worry for a long time.
Oh, for dead, we're still
shut up.
Here now. Come up. Come on, laddie, wake up and get along with you. You've got a home, haven't you? Or do you want me to take you to the station?
Good heavens!
How's the patient, nurse?
He's conscious, Dr. Mannering, and talked. He insists upon sitting up.
Conscious? Talked? But that's impossible so soon after such a critical operation. Nurse tells me you're well enough to talk.
Why, yes.
Pulse 72, fever. There's no pain?
No. Where am I?
Queen's Hospital.
Queens?
Yes, Queen's Hospital in Cardiff.
Well, how did I get here?
You were found in the street, more dead than alive, with a head injury.
How did you get that skull fracture?
I don't remember.
This is Inspector Owen. I'm Dr. Mannering. What's your name?
Lawrence Talbot.
Lawrence Talbot. Where'd you come from?
Lanwilly Village. But
how'd I get in Cardiff?
That's enough for now. You must rest. You'll be fit again very soon. If there's any change, call me immediately.
Yes, Doctor.
Put me through to the police station at Lanwelly. Just a routine checkup, Doctor, then we can close the case.
Lanwelly Police Station.
Well, this is Inspector Owen speaking from Cardiff. Have you got anything in your files on a man named...
Lawrence Talbot? Why, of course. He lived here.
Good. Oh, that's all right, then. We've got him up here in our hospital.
I wouldn't want him in our hospital. He died 4 years ago. Why, of course I'm sure, Inspector. I was present at his funeral.
That'll be all, Inspector. Goodbye. Lawrence Talbot died 4 years ago. Your man's an imposter.
It's a harsh word, Inspector. The poor devil of unsound mind.
I'll wait till he's sound enough to remember his own name. I'm going to have another talk with him.
Inspector.
Yeah?
That man is my patient, not your prisoner. I'll decide when he can be questioned again.
Very well. It's in your hands.
when I came in this morning. I didn't open the window. The patient must have done it himself.
You better cover him up.
You're all right. Nothing has happened.
Better get some more bandages, nurse. We'll renew the compress.
Now, don't excite yourself. Please be calm.
Doctor, something terrible has happened.
Yes, you must have had a nightmare. It's evident you were walking in your sleep.
Call the police.
The police?
Yes, you better call him. I'm a murderer.
Yes, of course. Anything you say. Ask Inspector Owen to come here at once.
Yes, sir.
Well, what is all this about wanting the police?
Last night, I killed someone.
But you were in this room all night.
I tell you, I did it. I killed someone.
But you couldn't have. You must have heard the nurses discussing it. Mr. Talbot, you're suffering from a delusion. It's true someone was killed last night, but it happened many streets from here. Moreover, he was attacked by some sort of wild animal.
That's just it. I turn into an animal.
Well, Mr. Talbot, you've decided to remember your real name?
Mr. Talbot seems to have heard about the unfortunate constable last night. It's disturbing him.
But he doesn't understand. There's a curse upon me. I change into a wolf.
It's a bit difficult to believe, my good man.
See that scar? That's where I was bitten by a wolf. Only it wasn't a real wolf, it was a man. A werewolf. I killed him. Now I change into a wolf at night when the moon is full. It's the truth. Ask Maliva, the old gypsy woman. She knows.
Maliva, gypsy?
Mr. Talbot, you must get back into bed.
Oh, are you blind? Won't you believe me? Help me.
Just tell us your real name. Let us do the worrying.
I told you, Lawrence Talbot. Lawrence Talbot. Why can't you understand?
Lawrence Talbot died 4 years ago.
Died? 4 years? Well, I did. Oh, I can't die.
Mr. Talbot. If you want us to help you, you must do as we say. Now, please lie down.
You think I'm insane? You think I don't know what I'm talking about? Well, you just look inside of that grave where Lawrence Talbot is supposed to be buried and see if you find a body in it.
Please get back into bed.
Yes, get on with it.
You're treating me like a lunatic. Well, you're as stupid as all the rest.
You mean to say that Talbot actually experienced that murder last night?
I'm afraid so. People with brain injuries sometimes develop supernormal mental powers that are quite extraordinary. Certainly he got up and opened the window. The borderline between delusion and reality is very narrow. Sometimes a patient may unknowingly overstep that line.
And that man's dangerous. He ought to be behind bars.
He's a lycanthrope.
A what?
Lycanthrope.
Oh. What's that?
A man who imagines himself to be a wolf.
Oh. Poor devil. Wish I could do something to help him. Well, Doctor, I think I'll run up to Lanwelly and find out...
You know, Inspector, I had the very same idea. To be able to cure this man, I have to know who he is.
Right. We'll go up together. Somebody's broken into this vault. How long is it since you were here last, Sergeant?
Not for months. Nobody's died in Lanwelly lately, and nobody comes here if he doesn't have to.
The door.
What about it?
It's broken from inside.
Here, give me it. Someone must have taken the body out of the tomb.
That's not Lawrence Talbot.
Not Talbot? Hey, do you know this is here?
Oh, yes, that's Freddy Jolly.
Who's he?
Been up for vagrancy.
What would you say he died of, Doctor?
Severed jugular. This man bled to death.
Same as the constable in charge.
It's rather like the bite of an animal.
Aye, that animal. We remember it well hereabouts. And it must have carried away the corpse of poor Sir Lawrence.
What animal?
Why, didn't you know, sir? There was a wild animal around here a few years ago. It killed people. Bit through their throats. Drained their blood.
Did they kill it?
Well, Sir John Talbot thought he did, sir. He attacked it in the dark one night. Or so he thought. But it was his son he killed. Poor Mr. Larry.
Where's Sir John Talbot now?
Over there, sir. Died of grief shortly after.
Well, let's get out of here.
Yeah, but the body, sir.
Mustn't touch that. That's evidence.
Yes, sir.
Sergeant, if it's convenient, I'd like to see a photograph of Lawrence Talbot.
Oh, there's one up in my office, sir.
Good.
Here's Mr. Lanny's photograph, sir.
Take a look at his face, Doctor. Isn't that our man in Cardiff?
Yes, there is a similarity. But I wouldn't swear it's the same man.
Well, of course it's not the same man. If it were, I'd be off my top.
I think the sergeant here better come back to Cardiff with us and see if he can positively identify this man.
Well, that's the thing to do.
Do you mind if I use your telephone? I'd like to check up on my patient's condition.
Of course, Doctor. Over there.
Hello? Put me through to the Queen's Hospital in Cardiff, please. And I want to talk to Dr. Gordon.
Have you ever heard of a gypsy woman named... Maliva?
A gypsy woman. Vagrant, eh? Well, we always register them.
Hello, Dr. Gordon. This is Dr. Mannering speaking. How's Lawrence Talbot doing? You know, the head injury case went violent yesterday. Did you notify the police? Well, I suppose that's all we can do at present. I'll be back tonight, Doctor. Goodbye.
What happened to Talbot? Did he die?
No, he tore off his straitjacket during the night and escaped.
Tore off his straitjacket?
How? Bit right through it. Tore it to shreds with his teeth.
With his teeth?
What do you want here?
I'm looking for an old gypsy woman. Maliva is her name. Is she here with you?
Maliva, yes, she's with us. You'll find her over there. Maliva.
They told me you'd left England. I've looked all over Europe for you, from town to town. Now that I've found you, you must help me.
Come in. What do you want from me?
Maliva. Here I still carry the sign of the pentagram. The mark of the werewolf. I kill people. When the moon is full, I turn into a wolf.
It's not in my power to help you.
You're the only one that understands. Nobody else in the world will believe me.
You know. Your own son, Bela, was a werewolf. He attacked me. He changed me into a werewolf. He's the one that put this curse on me. Well, you watched over him until he was permitted to die. Well, now I want to die, too. Won't you show me the way?
I can't. But I will guard you and take care of you as I took care of my own son.
You're not leaving us. You're not going with him. He has the sign of the beast on him.
He is dangerous only when the moon is full. I shall watch over him.
He will murder you.
No. I shall take him to a place I know.
Where?
I know a man who has the power to help you.
Help me? Who?
Yes, that is the city.
At last.
Stop.
Ooh.
Let's ask him here. Are you the proprietor?
I am. What do you beggars want?
We just want to ask you, sir, about a Dr. Frankenstein.
Frankenstein? Don't mention that name around this town.
Oh, please, won't you tell us where he lives?
There. That's his burial place. The fire destroyed him and all his misdeeds.
He is dead.
Oh, but he can't be.
He didn't die any too soon for us. We all wish that he'd never been born. What did you want with him?
I heard he was a great doctor who could help people that other doctors couldn't cure.
Him? Murder and all sorts of crimes was all that he ever brought us. He harbored a monster in his house. A thing created by black magic.
Dr. Frankenstein. Dead.
come. Thank you, sir, for the information.
Come, get out and stay out. We don't want your kind around here.
Oh, keep your hands off of me.
Now I must go on living. There's no hope for me to die.
This terrible thing.
Could it be the monster again? Frankenstein's monster?
No. The monster was burned to death with Dr. Frankenstein.
Yes, we found his bones and buried them.
How do you know they were the monster's bones?
She wasn't killed by the monster. An animal bit her to death. I saw the wound on her throat.
What animals are around here that can kill people? A wolf. That's his cry.
Come on, let's get him.
Come on!
Thank you.
gypsy woman.
What are you doing here?
Come on, speak up, old witch. Where's that strange man that was with you?
Let's take her back to town. We'll make her speak.
Must have kept records. A diary. You know where it is. Show me.
my dear father. Then she's the one that can tell me.
And this man, he wishes to buy the ruins of my father's estate?
Yes. That's why I asked you to come here, Baroness. He wanted me to give him your address. Naturally, I refused. But since I knew that you were anxious to get rid of the property and all the memories connected with it, I thought that in my position as mayor, I would take the liberty of sending for you.
Did he say his name is Taylor?
Yes, and that's all I know about him. Now, Miss Frankenstein, Mr. Taylor.
Baroness.
Mr. Taylor.
Come in, Mr. Taylor. Come in, come in.
Do you mind if I speak to the Baroness alone, please?
Certainly. If you should need a witness to the contract, Baroness, I'm at your service.
Thank you. Won't you please sit down, Mr. Taylor?
Thank you.
I understand that you want to buy our land.
No, I wanted to meet you.
I don't understand.
Well, I didn't know how to find you, and the mayor wouldn't give me your address, so I felt that if I offered to buy your land, that you'd be sure to come.
It's certainly a most unusual way to make an acquaintance. But now that you have gone to all this trouble to meet me, what can I really do for you?
I want your father's records. His experiments with life and death. The records of the creation of the monster.
My father's diary.
Yes. You must give it to me.
I don't have any records. If I had, I would have destroyed them long ago. My father was a great scientist. But all he created brought unhappiness. Terror.
Oh, but you don't understand. I must have them. Won't you help me?
I'm sorry, Mr. Taylor. There is nothing I can do. The house burned down, and I have never set a foot on that ground again, and never shall. And that's all the information I can give you.
Well, is everything settled, Baroness?
No. We decided not to go through with the sale after all.
Oh.
Why, that sounds like...
Yes, Baroness. It's the festival of the new wine. It begins tonight.
It's beautiful. Takes me back to my childhood.
Why don't you join us tonight, Baroness, as our guest of honor? You can take the first train in the morning.
Thank you, Mayor. Of course, I'll stay.
And you too, Mr. Taylor. I hope you will accept the invitation to be our guest tonight on behalf of our community.
Thank you. I'll be there.
Parola, parodi. There'll be no music. in the tomb. So sing with joy and down with gloom. Tonight the new wine is in bloom. Far, 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 along. Tonight we toast our happy host. Far, 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 he's the man we love the most, Parola Paroli.
Parola Paroli.
His barrel belly, dipper lip, for drinking wine he's well equipped. But where his chest, it must have slipped. Parola, Parola, Parola. The wine tonight is nobly blessed. Parola, parolin.
Parola, parolin.
By such a lady and her guest. Parola, parolin.
Parola, parolin.
To them I toast, come drink with me. That may they ever happy be. And may they live. Come on and all and sing a song. Parola, parole. For life is short, but death is long. Parola.
Stop that! Parola. Stop it! Quit that singing, will you? Eternally. I don't want to live eternally. Why did you say that to me? Get away from me! Stay away! Go away, all of you! Let me alone! Stay away!
Good evening, Mr. Talbot.
Oh, I beg your pardon, there. You must be mistaken. My name is Taylor.
I know you by the name of Talbot. Lawrence Talbot. You carry your identification on your forehead.
Baroness Frankenstein, Dr. Mannering.
How do you do, Dr. Mannering? Where did you go?
Thank you. How does it happen that you're here, Doctor?
I've been looking for you, Mr. Talbot, and you were very easy to find. The newspapers told me where to look for you. Fontainebleau, Aiken, Elred, and finally Visalia. I simply followed the trail and found you.
Very clever of you, wasn't it, Doctor?
Mr. Talbot is returning to England with me.
I don't think that I care to do that, Doctor.
Baroness, will you give me the honor of the next dance?
Of course.
At our Festival of New Wine, gentlemen, it's a man's privilege to ask any lady for a dance.
And vice versa. Excuse us.
And...
why have you followed me?
Talbot, you're a murderer.
Prove it.
You're insane at times, and you know it. You're sane enough now, though, to know what you're doing. Why don't you let me take care of you?
Do you think it would do any good to put me in a lunatic asylum?
You know that's where you belong. It's the only thing to do.
No, that wouldn't do any good. I'd only escape again sooner or later.
But we might be able to cure you. Might prevent you.
I only want to die. That's why I'm here. If I ever find peace, I'll find it here. Now, you understand. Why don't you help me?
Sit down. How can I help you?
Dr. Frankenstein left a diary. In it are his records of the secrets of life and death. If I can find Dr. Frankenstein's diary, I can break this curse and find peace in death.
That's morbid. Besides, Dr. Frankenstein's experiments were considered rather extraordinary. Medical science never recognized
it. That's just it. Why don't you ask that girl, his daughter? She can tell you about things that Dr. Frankenstein did that your medical science has never heard of.
Talbot, I'm appealing to your better nature while you can still think normally. The moon will be full again soon. You must come back with me while there's still time.
Isn't there somebody that could understand?
Gentlemen, why those serious faces?
Sign of them. We shall have to wait until morning.
It's clear to me they're hiding in those ruins.
Much as I'd like to kill the monster, I'd hate to crawl around through those dark catacombs of Frankenstein's castle in the black of the night.
What about that Frankenstein girl? She's lived up there.
Yes!
Let's bring her in here.
Stop. There's no need for us all to storm after her. She'll come in if I ask her.
Why should we treat her so fancy? She's a Frankenstein.
Wait. She's a young woman who's done us no harm. Now, stay here. The men would like to talk to you, Baroness.
The gypsy woman is still locked up in the prison. Let's find out what she knows about all this.
There's the daughter of the accursed Frankenstein.
Where?
That name has brought nothing but misery and misfortune to our village. We want an end to it, do you hear? Tonight. Now listen to me. The Baroness and I want nothing but to help you. I tell you, he's lying. I heard him this evening talking to that stranger about insanity and murder. I heard it with my own ears.
Don't get excited, my good man. You won't get anywhere by raving.
Dr. Mannering is right. To find and destroy the monster, we must have a plan.
But we know that it's hiding in the Frankenstein ruins.
I can lead you there if you want me to. I know those cellars well.
Don't trust her. Don't let her fool you. They're all in this together. And the gypsy, too. She's one of your gang of murderers.
You know these people? Speak up, old witch.
I never saw them before.
What's your name?
Maliva.
Maliva?
See? He knows her. Why don't you arrest them? All of them. Lock up these murderers.
As long as I'm the mayor of Assyria, justice will be preserved. I shall decide what's to be done in this village. Haven't we tried before to get rid of the monster by force? We burned down the sanitarium. And yet we didn't destroy Frankenstein's fiendish creation. We must be more clever this time. Let's use our brains for once.
Whose brains? Yours? I'd rather depend on my fists.
There's no use in storming the ruins. We must pretend to be friends with the monster.
Yes. Why not elected mayor of Vesaria? This monster was created artificially. It must be destroyed by the same means.
I'll take you to the ruins now.
I'll go with you, of course.
I promise you, if you'll help me, I'll rid Vesaria of this curse once and for all.
Sure. Friends!
They must be there. I saw the smoke.
What do you want?
We have come to help you.
What do you mean?
You wanted to find my father's diary.
Yes, of course.
I'll show you where it is hidden. She speaks the truth, my son.
I guess I'll have to trust you.
This is Dr. Mannering. He's come to help you, to make you well. Yes. That's why I'm here.
Dr. Mannering.
But the diary, you said you knew where your father hid it.
Yes.
It isn't in there, I know.
Please.
Secret of life and death.
Matter ages because it loses energy. This artificial body I have created has been charged with superhuman power so that its span of life will be extended. Its lifetime will equal the lives of more than 100 human beings. This, my creation, can never perish unless... unless its energies are drained off artificially by changing the poles from plus to minus.
But that's the secret of life. What good does it do me? I'm not interested in life. I wasn't created artificially. I'm a human being. I've got real blood in my veins. What can we do to end my life?
Energy which cannot be destroyed can be transmitted.
Well, if that's the case, then the energies from my body can be drained off also. Dr. Frankenstein must have performed his experiments in this room. With these machines. They don't seem to have been destroyed by the fire. Tumor Sexton, and help me be rid of this thing that keeps me alive eternally.
When you were talking to the monster, I was afraid you meant what you said.
What did I say?
You said you'd help him.
Of course I can't. I mustn't. Shouldn't be difficult to connect these wires again. Yes, I'll need these machines. I believe they can be repaired again.
Machines, day after day. What does memory need machines for? You remember Dr. Frankenstein? He ordered machines too. I tell you, that English doctor's no better than Frankenstein himself.
Always grumbling, Vazik. Always complaining. We've got to trust the doctor. What else can we do?
But doesn't it strike you as strange that Mannering and that Frankenstein girl never tell us what they're doing up there?
If it wasn't for that old gypsy witch driving her wagon down to buy their provisions, we'd never see any of them.
I think we ought to go up there and see for ourselves.
Right.
Oh, they're not hurting us. None of our affair, what goes on there?
Are you going to wait for disaster to strike at us again? I'll tell you what we ought to do. Here are the ruins. In here are all of them. Here runs the underground stream that drives the turbines that Frankenstein installed. But the water comes from up here to the dam below. Blow up that dam and they'll all drown like rats. All of them.
You're drunk, Vazik. That's why I don't take your word seriously. Otherwise, I'd order you arrested for conspiring to endanger the lives of this community.
Water rushing down to turn the turbines. That'll make the machines work.
Doctor! Aren't you almost ready?
Yes, I'm setting the machines now. Everything will be ready for you in a little while.
Yes, but there's so little time. I don't want to live through another spell.
Yes, I know. But please don't bother me now. I have work to do.
Remember, Doctor, it must be tonight.
Why don't you lock him up? So you can give your full attention to do what you promised. To destroy the danger of the monster.
Please, Elsa, I know what I have to do.
But he's insane.
Insane? He is not insane. He simply wants to die.
Thank you.
Listen to me, Frank. I saw my father become obsessed by his power. He died a horrible death. Just as my grandfather did.
Yes, I know.
You promised the people to rid Vasari of this monstrous creation. I want to be sure that nothing whatsoever can sway you. It is in your hands to undo the crimes my father and grandfather committed. We must clear the name of Frankenstein.
All right. Tonight, I'll draw off the monster's energy. I hope I'll bring peace to both of them. Plus poles to the minus will charge the energy output of the nervous system, as by connecting the minus to the minus. Connect the minus to the minus. I can't do it. I can't destroy Frankenstein's creation. Got to see it at its full power. Thank you.
was it?
He said he'd blow up the dam.